Right now, it's time for Navs Now for Cal Tire. It is Monday, November 26th, and this episode, we welcome General Manager and Assistant Coach Mike Fosty onto the show. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Kent.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Doing well. You had a good weekend or no?
It was a rough weekend for the team. We lost both games against Dawson Creek.
Okay.
3-1 and 4-0. A little bit of flu bug running through the team, so we were shorthanded and short benched in both games.
First thought that goes through a GM's mind when you hear, oh, we're sick. How many guys? Half the team? What goes through your mind?
Well, you're just trying to figure out how you can replace guys right away.
Yeah.
You know, with affiliates, you check schedules and their thing, but
yeah,
not much you can do about it. You know, guys that want to play or try to play, they show up and they give it their all, but they're still sick, they're not 100%. So
let's go back to the beginning of the season, because I've heard stories it's very tough to recruit people to the north too, so you got a flu bug going through, but you're the guy who gets to put a team together. How do you do that in the north? What do you do?
We typically like to try staying local. When we talk local, we're talking Lacrete, High Prairie, Manning, Grimshaw. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. This year, we've only got two really out-of-province players, one from Dawson Creek and Ryan Noble, our goaltender from Fenelon, Ontario. It depends. We've got McGill as a head scout. He's out looking at guys trying to recruit as well. And Jody and Ken do their share of recruiting. They're talking to players. And
I mean, it's such a great league and a guy like you, you have done a fantastic job using the Midget Royals, haven't you? I mean, it's been really lucky for you guys.
Oh, it's been good. They're receptive to what we're doing, and we try to affiliate as many as we can and bring them into the system and throughout the year. And hopefully when they graduate, they decide to come play for us.
What does it mean to affiliate a player?
Affiliate means that their regular team would be like the Royals, and then we card them as what they call it, an affiliate.
Okay.
And we can use them sparingly throughout the season to replace injured and sick players, as we did on Friday night. We brought up young Kyle Janjuk and Cole Isaac from the Royals to play for a couple guys that were sick.
Yeah, Kyle has played with us on the men's team.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good little hockey player, isn't he?
He's not too bad.
He's really good. So let's talk about the deals with the goaltenders, because I know that Ken and Jody and yourself, I mean, with your hockey experience, you've dealt with goalies before. Is that a little bit different for you guys this year? You have one who's from out of province and one who's local?
It's not really different.
No?
The goaltenders, they're always been a different breed, and and they're, you deal with them as you deal with any other player. I mean, you recruit them and offer them a place to play. And so it's not much different. I mean, it's tough because we don't have goaltending experience as coaches, to work with them. But again, the two of them work together really well, and they push each other. So it's been good.
They've been on this episode too, and they're both really great guys. Calvin too. I mean, top to bottom, this seems like a really good team this year, man. And I think you've done a bang up job putting guys together using the Midget Royals too, and the local guys, especially the ones from High Prairie who grew up loving the Navs too. That's really neat to hear.
Yeah, no, that's been a good program, and like if you put a good product on the ice and you have a good program, it tends to draw people to you. So
I know you've probably been asked these questions 100 times, Mike, but I want to talk about Darcy Hogan and things that you've learned, not only from him, but since his passing, what it means to be a team, what it means to be a Nav.
Well, I mean, Darcy, he was the guy that, put this all together, instrumental in putting the team together in the beginning, and then he moved back and started coaching here and running the team. And he was never hockey first. He was about the players. Hockey came second, but he was trying to grow young boys or young men into men and with life experiences and that sort of thing. So to be a Nav is something special, I think. I've been with them pretty well since the inception. I worked on, as a scorekeeper and announcer for the first 5 years that they were around. And then the last 14, I've been on the bench and helping Darcy for 10 and that sort of thing. So patience I learned from Darcy, and just what a good man he was. And how he carried himself and handled himself. And, in 14 years that I've been with the organization, we've had, on the coaching side, one season where we were 500. Other than that, we've been always at the top of the league and fighting for a championship. So, you know, we Darcy put a pretty good product together, and we're still trying to live up to his expectations by putting what we do on the ice every day.
So much more than a hockey system. It's sort of a belief system and a passion to be a Nav. That is very neat. Before I let you go, what are some of the weirdest things you've seen on the ice from coaching staff? I love to hit the water bottle story. It was great.
I think one of the best I've ever seen was we were in Fort St. John, and one of our players got hit from behind about 3 or 4 feet from the boards, right in front of the bench, and no call, and... Darcy, she was a junk sale on the ice. Every spare stick, spare goalie equipment, water bottles, you name it. If he got his hands on it, they were gone, and he went after the toolbox, and Rick Bergen grabbed it and hugged it, the toolbox, because it wasn't going out, because if it went out, it would have been real messy. But
yeah,
that's probably one of the, you know, it was a yard sale. Like, you never expect things like that out of Darcy, but when he let go, he let go.
Mm-hmm. When the young kids are in the dressing room getting all ready for the game and they're cranking their music, what's the worst type of music that you can't stand? It gets you out of the dressing room. Come on.
I don't even go around there when they're cranking their music. I try to stay out, and I do my thing and they do theirs, and, you know, they listen from everything from rock to hip hop to country, you name it, it comes out of that room. So
there you go. Mike Fosty, GM and assistant coach of the Navs. Thank you so much. I know you're busy, man. Thank you so much for coming in. It's Navs Now for Cal Tire. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Kent.